Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. Here we go. Looking for a competitive edge to attract and retain teachers during ongoing staff shortages, the Independent School Board is considering, in fact, they agreed yesterday to study transitioning to a four-day instructional week. The board unanimously voted to explore the idea, so they haven't put it into effect yet. Potentially joining a statewide trend of more Missouri districts adopting shorter school weeks, Independent Superintendent Dale Hurl telling the board that the district's study would be a long process, and if approved, the change would not be implemented this upcoming school year. Says Superintendent Hurl, this is about attracting and retaining staff. All you've got to do is turn on the TV. It seems like the last week to 2 weeks, every other story, whether it's on CNN or locally, they're talking about a teacher shortage or the bus driver shortage, which we are experiencing. As of this upcoming school year, Dana Wright, nearly a quarter of Missouri-side school districts, mostly in smaller systems in rural areas, have moved to a four-day school week. And these moves have occurred over the last decade. Some have tacked on an extra half hour to an hour to the end of the school day so that they continue to meet the number of instructional hours required by the state. Now, I'm not aware of any major school district in the Kansas City metropolitan area that currently goes to four-day instructional weeks. Independence, it's my understanding, would be the first if they go to this. They are considering it. The superintendent said it would not happen this year, but they are seriously considering it. So read that. If we do it, it'll be in the 23-24 school year.
I know enough about the mayor's tweet about this to be dangerous if I can't pull it up because it was last night when I saw it.
I'll see if you put it on Facebook.
But he basically said, Independents, do not do this. He said, as a young child, I can tell you exactly what I would have been doing on that extra fifth day. Here it is. As a kid who would have been unsupervised, watching The Price is Right and then stories during the extra day off, I continue to question the educational value of this move that's being described as one for cost cutting. It is unproven, he says, that this is going to be a cost cutting measure. I hope Independent Schools says no.
It would be a cost-cutting measure, not in staff. The reason that school districts that have done this have cited cost-cutting is because of the utilities. Obviously, you keep the lights off. You don't use the heater or the air conditioning as much. It would be a three-day weekend, whether they build that on as a Monday off or a Friday off. I don't believe that the day off would come on a Wednesday. I don't think.
Then explain to me, if it's not cost cutting and you still have to have the same number of teachers at the head of that class, where is the benefit other than hosing all of the parents of young children who then have to scramble to figure out what to do with their kids on that fifth day?
Like I said, the cost cutting comes from turning the lights off. I'm not kidding you. I had a conversation with my brother this morning, who is a vice principal, who said you would not believe, we actually talked about and it had nothing to do with this story, the cost in utilities that school districts pay every year just to keep the lights on. Think about this, in a major high school, okay? Think your Liberty High, your Lee Summit North, your Mill Valley, your Olathe North. That is a two, sometimes three-story building. Think about all the lights, all the computers,
you're
all the
starting
air
to sound like my dad. Put a sweater on if you're cold.
No, I'm not saying that.
Because you're not going to be able for one day to shut down an entire air conditioning system to one of these buildings. It would have to work twice as hard to then air condition the building when you crank it back up.
Not necessarily. When the temperature goes back down at night, and then you just put it back where it belongs on the day when everybody's coming back.
This is a stretch.
Think about this. How many days are kids? Or check that. How many weeks are kids in school? Every year? Would you say 30?
52 minus, let's say, 14.
Okay. 9 months, roughly.
Yeah.
So 9 months times 4 is 36.
Yeah.
So if you take one day out of those 36 weeks and then take off a couple weeks when they're on holiday anyway, so you're looking at roughly 30 days a year where you're not using the AC as much or the heater as much. You're not using the lights. You're basically saving a month's worth of utilities.
Now, there is an issue with that because you would have to assume that there's still going to be extracurricular activities that would take place on those days. I bet you the football team's not going to randomly say, oh, well, just kidding. Now we're only going to practice
football
4 days a week.
Football team practices outside.
But they still have to use the locker rooms. They do workouts in the weight room, the gym.
That's one room.
I want to know from someone in administration, what does the school save during the 3 months that building is empty? Or 2.5 months during which that building is empty?
It's also not empty in that time because there's summer school classes.
I'm thinking more elementary and middle, and ours are shut down, Sam.
So are ours. Telephone number. And by the way, it's not just for saving money. It's also for teacher retention and recruitment.
There I can start to see, you want to come work a 4-day work week, come to independent schools.
If I'm a teacher in the Liberty School District, okay, and I'm working 5 days a week raising your kids, and I could go down to Independence and get a 3-day weekend or a day off in the middle of the week, two on, one off, two on, two off.
Do they get the same vacation package?
Well, I'm imagining they probably would because you would add an hour to a half hour every day so that you're getting the same number of state-required instructional hours.
Now, that would make it more compatible for parents to pick up and drop off while the days that they're in school, but then we have the issue of the day that they're not in school.
That is an enormous issue for a lot of parents.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Already, folks are calling in. We do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab them. 913-586-7798. Parents, would love to hear from you. Teachers, we would love to hear from you. 913-586-7798.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.